Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday to all of our wonderful and faithful listeners. This is such a beautiful day here in the city of Houston, and I'm literally basking in the glory of God and just enjoying the sun beaming down on me and just really blessing God for another opportunity, another day, simply to give God glory and praise. Thank you so much for joining us once again. For those of you that have joined in for the first time, I want to thank you, and I want to welcome you to join us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. right here on the Blog Talk Radio site. This is our radio show that we bring to you every week, and it's called the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show. I am the host of this show, and I am Prophetess Trinoncia Balkan. Along with me, I have a wonderful co-host, none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. And every day we try and take the opportunity to give you a wonderful and a fresh rhema word from God so that you can be blessed and so that God can give you some insight on where it is we are in the kingdom and what it is we feel that God is saying to his people. So, Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on this beautiful and this glorious day?
I am doing great and praising God for such a beautiful day here in Louisiana also. It is lovely. The sun is shining, and it's the day that the Lord has made, and I'm excited about life today. Amen?
Absolutely. We are definitely sticking to that confession, and you said something again. You know, you say these things that you just kind of say it, and I kind of catch it in the spirit. But one of the things that we have got to be so cognizant about is really giving God glory, giving God praise for life, because we realize that God is the author of life. And it is, you know, after the incident that I went through in the year of 2010, having to lay down on my deathbed, one of the things that I've learned not to take for granted, woman of God, is life. God is the giver of life, but I'm telling you, every breath I take, I thank God for it. Every morning I awake, I thank God for it. And that's the reason why when I get an opportunity to hug, I hug. When I get an opportunity to say, I love you, I say, I love you. When I get an opportunity to let my son know how much he means to me, I'll be sure and I do that. Because in that year, woman of God, I didn't know what I was going to be facing. But I give God praise that he's given me another opportunity to enjoy this life that he's blessed me with. And Prophetess Jenkins, as I said back in the year of 2010, I stand on that testimony that I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. And woman of God, I'm giving God praise in advance for another 40, 50 years up the road. I'm going to be able to bless God and see my son as he grows, and bless God to see him be married and see him have babies. And I just give God praise today. I'm right there with you. I thank him for life and to be able to enjoy not only physical life but spiritual life. So, Prophetess Jenkins, once again, we're going to be going forward in the word that the Lord has blessed us with. We are really talking about birthing. This series has been such a blessing to me. I've had the awesome opportunity of going back into the archives, listening to the words that God has spoken to us, and time again, I've been blessed. Week after week, I have people to come to me and let me know that they've been blessed. So I'm just grateful to God for the word from heaven, for the rhema word that he is manifesting through us. And Prophetess Jenkins, I sent out a video, placed the video on my page, placed the video on our ministry page, placed the video on your page, and I'm praying and hoping that you've had an opportunity to take a look at it. And Prophetess Jenkins, I want you to just let us know what it is. Tell our audience what our power word is. Let them know what our virtue value is for today. And we're going to go ahead and start the conversation off like that so we can just dive into this aspect of birthing. Go right up here, woman of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's so good to be here. Just a pause for the cause, woman of God. I just want to say that God spared your life so that we too, as two people can get together to bless the world and bless the people that listen. So I thank God for just saving your life. That if you've been with us over the previous years, you know that the woman of God has been through something. So I thank God for you this morning. Amen? So it's God has assignment for your life, woman of God. So power word for today is assignment. And assignment means something assigned as a particular task or duty. Amen. And our virtue value today is First Chronicles, comes from 1 Chronicles 9:23. And it reads, they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle by assignment. Why is, let me talk, close your note, says, why is the seed that you carry has a purpose and an assignment attached to it? Amen. We have been assigned, even like you say, the trick baby has an assignment on his life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, yes. And, you know, the powerful thing about the virtue value and the power word on today, on this week, I was meditating and just really talking to God and basking in his presence. And might I add that this has been, woman of God, such a glorious weekend for me. I have to say that it's been a phenomenal weekend. I just bless God. I've been in his presence all weekend long, and I'm just thanking God immensely for just being in his presence. And so
yeah,
was praying and seeking God, as I always do, about our power word. The word that God dropped in my spirit was the word assignment. And one of the things that he began to reveal to me is about the thing that we are giving birth to. And I shared with you on last week that many of you, you are the birth, and God is birthing you out. But one of the things that we can never forget, we can never overlook, is the assignment of the thing that we're giving birth to, or even the assignment that God has on your life as he's birthing you out. And so one of the things that I was blessed to encounter was this video of this pastor that gave his awesome testimony of how he was the baby of a trick. He was the baby of a woman that had quite an extensive reputation. He came forth. If you would listen to the entire testimony, he shares a lot of things there about how he was slow. All of these different things occurred in his life. And it almost looked as though there was that he didn't have an assignment. He didn't have a purpose. He was a child of a woman that had a very bad reputation. He, you know, was a child that had no real relationship with his biological father. He was a child that had to endure the ridicule of who he was born to. He had to endure the sarcasm. He had to endure the shame. He had to endure the humiliation. But everything that man had to endure, one of the things that he began to share is how someone one day shared a Gideon Bible with him. And when someone put a Gideon Bible in his hand, that Bible was the turning point in his life.
Amen.
Things, as I was looking at the video and as I was concentrating on this word assignment, there are times, woman of God, when individuals have become pregnant, a seed that God has given. And sometimes we don't necessarily want to say yes to the plan or the will that God has for our life. There are sometimes, woman of God, I've been in services and I've had individuals to come to me and they've said, teach me how to prophesy the way you do. They've teach me how to lay hands like you do. Now, granted, yes, there is a such thing called the school of the prophets, and there is a time when an individual can mentor you. An individual can teach you how to walk in the things of God. But ultimately, you are the one that God has to develop that gift in. You are the one that's got to learn how to hear from God for yourself. Now, you can be mentored. I can mentor you. But I cannot be you for you. And there are many times that individuals, God has given an assignment, such as these individuals that we read about in First Chronicles. They were literally doorkeepers. But look at the powerful word that was attached to that. That was their assignment. The Word of God tells us that they were doorkeepers. And not only did it say they were doorkeepers, but it says they and their children, the thing that they had given birth to, they gave birth to doorkeepers. And sometimes we look at assignments like that as menial. We look at things like that as, I don't want to do that because that's not the big focus. Everybody is not focusing on me because I'm not behind the mic. Everybody is not focusing on me because I'm not the big picture. There are times when we've got to understand that whatever it is that God has impregnated with you with, whatever it is that you're giving birth to, don't give up on what it is that you're pushing out because it may not look like you want it to look. Doorkeepers in the house of God are just as important as pastors in the house of God. The pastor's job is to be the mouthpiece of God, to tell us what thus said the Lord. Well, the doorkeeper's job is to open the door and to greet you and to welcome you, to show you a good seat in the house of God. Everybody has an assignment. Everybody has a place. Everybody has a position in the kingdom of God. And when I was able, woman of God, to look at that video, it was just so powerful to me that we realized that your assignment in God is so important. Your assignment that you have been given by God cannot be performed by anyone for the exception of you.
Right.
Nobody
right.
but you. And so, woman of God, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Let me hear from you about this topic of assignment on today.
You know, I think about the assignment on my life and different other people's life, and I came to the conclusion that God has found, he has found a life assignment in our life, and that means that we are to be a living message to others. You know, we walk and we live every day, and what we do affect other people's lives.
Uh-huh.
It affects other people's lives. How we handle, how we walk in Christianity, uh-huh. how we walk with the Christ that uh-huh. lives on the inside of us means a whole lot. We just can't live any kind of way and say, I'm living for Christ. Because people, uh-huh. someone is looking. They're looking and they're observing and seeing if the Christ in you is real. That's one uh-huh. of our major assignments, that we would live like Christ lives.
Uh-huh.
So that we would lead others to Christ. That's one of the major assignments. And then it goes on to other assignments that God has called, purposes that God has called you to. That's people that we need to touch in our lives and our surrounding areas that we have been destined. I mean, God has purposed us to talk to that person and lead them to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think back to Mr. Battle, the guy that I knew years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years ago, I had left and went to live in Oklahoma, and I came back and lived in Dallas. And then I returned home because my mom was sick. And when I got home, I had known Mr. Battle for years before. In fact, we like grew up together. And when I came back, he told me, he called me and said, God said I had something he needed. And immediately I began to share Christ with him. He not only got saved, but I prayed with him over the telephone, and he got filled with the Holy Ghost over the telephone.
Yeah.
But who would know that Mr. Battle would leave this earth and go be with the Lord not even 2 years later?
Oh.
After he left and went to meet with the Lord. But my life had to be some kind of light to him, for him to see the Christ in me, the hope of glory, that he may glean from that and say, I want that Christ that you had. And he went on to be the Lord. So, you know, I come to the conclusion of woman of God that we can't take now our belongings to heaven, but we can take those who we went to Christ to heaven. That's the only thing we take to heaven. And that's one of the assignments, I think, that my life has to portray something that people, not only people, but my family see that she's really living for the Lord. That's an assignment in our life. Different things. You mentioned the ushers and being an usher at the door. It's a mediocre task, but it's an important task in the body of Christ. They're watched together, the doorkeepers of the house of God, and that's an important task in our life. So we, as Christians, need to rightfully and willingly live our life according to the plan that God set. That God has purpose for us to live. Our purpose to fulfill the call and do all that he called, touch the lives that he's called me to touch. No matter what it takes, no matter how much, how it takes me to get to that person or what I have to do. But our life needs to be example. Amen. We are example. We are on an assignment for God. And we are to be that mouthpiece that portrays the Christ, the love that Christ had for us. We have to portray that kind of love, that kind of assignment is important in the body of Christ. Whether you're a prophet, pastor, teacher, bishop, whatever, you still have to have that. You've been assigned not only to do that task that God, but you've been assigned to show the love for it, that people will draw to that and come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen?
Amen, amen. And, you know, one of the words I heard on this past weekend that was such a blessing to me is that we can never find ourselves attaching ourselves to people, but we've got to learn to attach ourselves to assignment. Because people come and go. Assignment, God, when God has placed an assignment on you, whether the people come and go, the assignment is to remain the same. Now, whatever it is that God has assigned to your hands to do, that's what you've got to find yourself doing. And so when we begin talking about the process of birthing and we're talking about giving birth to something, remember that what it is that you're giving birth to has an assignment. That, you know, there's no such thing as us having a baby. And we have a baby. And because we think the baby is beautiful and we think the baby is so precious and so wonderful and so all this and it smells so wonderful and the clothes look so cute, that's the whole 9 yards of it. No, that baby is cute. That baby smells wonderful. You know how we are women when we start smelling babies. You know, we just love that smell. And we love cuddling with babies, all that type of stuff. But that baby itself has an assignment. And so one of the things we've got to learn is that as we are birthing assignment. We are birthing assignment. Yes. What is it that God wants to do with what it is that he's called us to give birth to? Not just another person or not just a good idea, but a God idea. Not just another time of movement, but a time of assignment. And one of the things, woman of God, that's so important is that your assignment has got to be free to operate. Your assignment has to come out of you because the assignment has got to do what it's been assigned to do.
Yes.
If there's something on the inside of you, on the inside of me, that there's a seed that has been planted there, that seed has got to come forth if that seed is going to be busy doing what God has created the seed to do. So if we decide that we never want to give birth, then assignment will never come forth out of us. But if we ever get to the place to where my soul says yes, my heart says yes, my spirit says yes, you will begin to birth assignment. Now, remember, we're not talking about purpose. We're talking about assignment. The thing that you are giving birth to has an assignment attached to it. We've talked about purpose on many occasions. Purpose is the thing that God has destined you to do, but along with that purpose, there are many different assignments that come along with. So right now, the word that God gave me today is assignment. The thing that you're birthing has an assignment. The man that we put the video out on, that pastor, God gave him an assignment. Your seed has an assignment attached to it. He was impregnated by, his mom was impregnated by God knows who. He was a trick baby. But very easily he could have been aborted. Very easily he could have been abandoned. I was looking at the news on this morning, woman, world news, and there was a baby that was found in a toilet. Someone had given birth to a baby and attempted to flush the baby, and the baby was still alive. The baby's head got caught as they attempted to flush the baby down the drain. The baby's body did not go through the entire drain, and someone walked into the public restroom and heard the cries of a baby. and they began to get the police. And when the police entered into the public restroom, there in the toilet, they had to do some work to get in there, but they found a baby, a newborn baby, alive in the toilet that someone attempted to flush.
Mm.
You cannot make me believe that there's not an assignment attached to that child's life. Why would that child not drown? Why did that baby not die? Why was that child's head not crushed? Why did God stop the fleshing of that child as that child began to go down the drain? What? How many times have we heard about babies being found in restrooms, in toilets, and so many of them have died? That baby didn't die. Guess what? Your seed is not dead. Your seed is not dead. I felt that in my spirit, woman of God. Your seed is not dead. Sometimes people feel as though I don't feel any movement. I don't sense a heartbeat. I'm not sure if what was originally put in me is still there. Listen, the word of God comes to tell you that your seed is not dead. The thing that God, the dream, the vision, the hope, the aspiration, the desire, it's not dead. It's still very much alive. God says the thing that he put inside of you, he expects it to fulfill the assignment that he has placed on its life. So people of God, do not allow what God has placed in you, do not allow the enemy to steal the assignment. Do not allow the enemy to take what God has put in you. If God gave you the dream, if God gave you the desire, if God gave you the hope, if God put a seed inside of you, remember, it's not dead, it's yet alive. And as you are giving birth, as you're now ready to see what God is doing in your life, remember, you're going to see the assignment that God has put on the inside of you. You will see it come to fruition. You will see it come to pass. You will see it if you choose not to abort, if you choose not to give up on what God has impregnated you with. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
See, we never know what we carrying, or what significance that child is.
Yes.
Carrying, you know, we don't know what God has assigned to their life, but yet we try and destroy, meaning people try to destroy the babies that they.
Oh, God.
Baby, or was a baby that was a mistake. Nothing is a mistake by God.
No.
My granddaughter, that only God can breathe life. If that baby can breathe, if that baby have life in his lungs, that baby was destined to be here. Understand? And that's an assignment that this man, the trick baby, had on his life. Even back then, he was conceived out of sin. We always conceived out of sin, but he was conceived as a trick baby, and his life was, according to man, destined to be nothing. But even in his mother's womb, there was an assignment attached to him. In his mother's womb. When he came forth, I'm sure he had a lot of trials and tribulation and went through hell and back. But God attached, hallelujah to Jesus, attached that assignment, and God covered him and protected him to become a bishop in the house of the Lord. So we don't know what we're carrying. God, take these kids, and you have kids, train them up in the way to go. Give them the word, because you don't know who you're training. We don't know who we're training. I hear you talking to the son all the time, and that is I'm telling you, when I look at him, woman of God, I see a bishop. Young like he is, I see a bishop because he handles himself in a way not of a 10-year-old child. He handles himself the way he was trained to be handled. He raised him up in that manner, and the son has already passed his life. In the name of Jesus. So we have to keep that in mind. That's an assignment to things that God has placed in our life, and we have to be careful what we do with that, with those people, those things that God has placed in our life. We have to be careful to give it to, because you're going to be held accountable. Amen?
My God, and you know, one of the things a word that came to me. As even as you were talking on this week, that word, let me tell you, this is the reason why you can never judge another's birth. You cannot judge another's birth. Your birthing might look different from someone else's birth. Now, me, Prophetess Jenkins, I was conceived through a marital arrangement. My mom and dad were married. All four of us have the same mother and father. We were raised by the same parents. Mom never remarried again until my father passed away. When he passed away, sometime later, Mom remarried. That man, we all know his dad. Never did anything out of the way to us. We don't have that testimony. God was faithful. God was good. But here you have this brother. He was not raised in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. He came from a trick mother. He came from a mother that was a prostitute. He came from a bad situation. But you can never judge someone else's seed. You can never look at it in its infancy and judge it. You cannot look at my seed or my birthing and say, that's not of God. You don't have the authority to do that because nobody knows what dwells in that seed but God. Nobody knows what God has intended to come forth out of that but God. And so now here we go. This man comes in this terrible situation, raised in this awful situation, now able to travel the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's another woman of God that many women nowadays are following her ministry. Her name is Dr. Jasmine Scurlock. And I have an opportunity of looking at her. She comes under Bishop T.D. Jakes' ministry, powerful woman of God. Her testimony of how her mom had a real bad reputation. Mom died when she was a very young girl. And so as a result, she shared a testimony not long ago of how mom was more into men than mom was into her, so mom would allow the men to have her. She had to grow up with that stigma. She had to grow up with that over her life. She shared a testimony of how people told her that she would never be anything because of the sexual relationships that she had with these men after they had damaged her. She said how women would tell her that she was damaged goods. She would never be good for anything. Now God is using the woman to travel all over the world, preaching to hundreds and thousands of women all over the world. Don't judge another's pregnancy. Don't judge somebody else's birthing. Don't judge the way God has chosen to take them. Because that's the testimony that God gave them. That's the way God chose to birth them out. That's the way God chose to birth him out. Everybody doesn't have a nice, clean, untouched testimony. Some of us have been touched in some inappropriate ways by some inappropriate things, but the plan and the will of God will still be manifested. All we got to do is say yes to the will of God.
Amen.
I don't have a squeaky clean testimony, woman of God, and I give God glory for it. Yeah, raised, you would think that because of the way I was raised that everything would be squeaky clean. Fortunately, it was not. Unfortunately, I don't have a testimony that life didn't go left. I don't have a testimony that the enemy didn't have his way. I don't have a testimony where it looked like I wasn't going to come out all right. But praise be to the Most High God. I am who I am, but by the grace of God, but by the hand of God, but by the mercies of God, I am the woman of God that he's called, created, and destined for me to be on today. So, Prophetess Jenkins, I just give God glory, and I give God praise for who I am, for where he's taking me, and look, where he's taking me from. And one of the things we've got to be cognizant of is even when we look at that video, as we're giving birth and we're going through the painful process of bringing forth something great all the time. Honey, I have a sister that was 15 years old when she gave birth to her first child. But guess what? She pushed 3 times and the baby was out. And other people been pushing 24 hours, Some people in the spirit have been pushing for a whole year. But guess what? When it's all said, what God has called you to do, you're going to do. What God has assigned for that thing that he's put on the inside of you to do, it will happen. Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it will come to pass.
That's right.
Jenkins, we've come to the end of our show, but I want to remind everybody, every Sunday evening, I want you to join me on the Prophetic View. We got to get Prophetess Jenkins down here one day so she can get on the show with me. But I want you all to join us on the Urban Houston Network. If you're not able to catch it because you're outside of Houston, in Houston it's 43.5, outside of Houston, urbanhoustonnetwork.com, and check out live stream. When you're able to look at live stream, you can catch us live. Now, it is internet, so sometimes you know how the internet is. It may be offline, but I can't guarantee you all the time that it's like that. I look at it myself online, but I'm just giving you a heads up that it is the World Wide Web. So for those of you that have an opportunity to take a look at what we're doing, please do so. To all of the calls that I'm getting from everybody that's viewing the show, I want to thank you for watching the show, and thank you for the calls, and thank you for your input. Prophetess Jenkins, as always, I want to thank you for being a wonderful co-host, for being the backbone of this show. I'm telling you, I thank you so much, and I give God praise for you. And for those of you that have been listening, we also want to give you an update that we've been praying for Prophetess Gloria Jenkins' sister. She is now at home. She has now come through that tragic situation, and she is walking in victory. So we want to give God praise for that. I want that. Continue to pray for myself. Continue to pray for Prophetess Jenkins. Pray for the Prophetically Speaking radio show. Pray for the Prophetic View television show. And listen, as you pray for us, we're going to pray for you. God bless you. And we're going to be back on this station next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Pray for us. We're going to pray for you. In the meantime, let's give birth. Let's allow what we are carrying to fulfill the assignment that God has already destined. We love you. God bless you. Next Tuesday, 3 o'clock, we'll see you then. I love you, Prophetess Jenkins.
I love you also.